Kerry Williams, and welcome to today's Picture Parenting Podcast, where we discuss ways to develop our children in excellence in every area of their lives, relationally, professionally, spiritually, that we pursue and help them to pursue the picture of what they could and should be. So today we're going to discuss the importance of modeling God's character with our children. You know, all kids need heroes, and we're living in a culture and a society where it seems like our options for who we elevate to hero status are becoming fewer and fewer. And frankly, the ones that are available to us, well, their character isn't always what would be most desirable. And when we think about modeling, I mean, that's the way, especially little boys, but little girls do this as well, is we try to imitate the people that we look up to. And that is such a grave responsibility for a parent. I remember when my boy, who's now grown and out of the house and engaged in his career and about to be married, so these are days gone by for us. But I remember when my son was very little. And I mean, everywhere we went, he wanted to go with me, and he wanted to dress the same as me, and he wanted to act the same as me. And one time I was preaching for a church called Share It at that time, and I taught karate. I've taught karate all my adult life for the most part. And I taught a karate class on Thursday nights for the community and for members of the church. Well, we're sitting around the table one night, and a friend was over, and he's asking all of our kids, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he asked our daughters, and they both gave an answer. And then he got to my son, who was busy eating, and he said, so Seth, what do you want to do when you grow up? And my son lifted up his eyes from his food for just a moment and looked at our friend like he was out of his mind, like it was the dumbest question in the world. And he said, I'm going to preach at Sheridan, I'm going to teach karate on Thursday nights. And the look on his face was like, duh, of course that's what I'm going to do. And that was such a precious thing. Our friend just absolutely just ate that up, because he said, what a thing to have a little boy that wants to be exactly just like his dad. Now, my son grew out of that. And when they get older and become teenagers, they want to kind of exhibit their own independence, and better not try to force them to try to be like you, or you're going to run into a brick wall. But there is a time little children need somebody to look up to. And I think that's one of the primary roles and responsibilities of a parent. There was a song that came out about that same time on country radio called Watching You. And the chorus is talking about his little boy, and the singer talks about how they're driving from one place to another, and he slammed on his brakes, and his little boy said a curse word, and he's like, where'd you learn that? And the chorus says, well, I've been watching you. Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like cowboy boots and camo pants. Hey, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do. I've been watching you. And what a tremendous burden of responsibility, but what a tremendous joy that is, to know that our kids are looking to us as a model. And that should really, really cause us to reflect about who we are. What are the words we say? How do we treat other people? How important are the things that should be important, that we should prioritize in our lives? Do we work all the time, or do we spend time with our family? Do we, when the doors are open at church, are we there? Are we taking our kids and showing them that that's a high priority, or is it kind of secondary to us? There's so many ways that this needs to be applied. And when we look in 1 John 2:5-6, it says, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought also to walk just as he walked. So it tells us that our responsibility, as we're examples, is our kids want to be just like us. We have an example to look to as well, to be just like him. You know, throughout our discussions in this podcast, the concept of picture parenting is that we develop a picture in our minds, but when our children are very, very little, or even before they're born, of what kind of people we want them to grow up to be. What's the image in our mind? And I don't mean necessarily the way they look, but we, of course, are talking about the way they act and the character they have. And we even boil it down to the most minute things. And basically what you do is you apply that principle all throughout their lives. So if you don't want a 30-year-old to be rude to people when they speak to them, then you don't allow a 3-year-old to be rude to people when they speak to them. If you want a 30-year-old to be courteous, and if you want a 30-year-old to eat everything that and to like a variety of foods, then you cause a 3-year-old to eat a variety of foods. I mean, there's just, it applies across the board. And so when we think about that and what that means, this idea of developing them, our basic model, also comes from the way that God parents us. That powerful metaphor is used all throughout Scripture that He's our Father. We are His children. Therefore, since He is perfect in all of His ways, we have a perfect model to follow as we're striving to raise our kids. That's why this text in 1 John 2 is so important. It tells us that truly the love of God is perfected in Him when we keep His word. We need to be a people who follow the Scriptures like a blueprint for how to live our lives and how to train our children to live. And it says, by this we know that we're in Him. But then, verse 6, he who says he abides in Him ought to walk just as He walks. That means we imitate Him. That means that we look to where the footsteps of our Lord have trod, and we try to step in those same footsteps. And that means that that concept, you know, several years ago, everybody was wearing bracelets or necklaces or t-shirts or whatever that said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Now, I've also seen a variation of that that says, rather than what would Jesus do, what would Jesus desire? In other words, what would Jesus want of me? But either way, that concept, although it was kind of over-commercialized and marketed, that concept is extremely biblical, particularly in parenting. I need to follow an example because they are following my example. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to trust it in the souls and the future and the character of my children just to whatever goodness I think's in me. I need to model myself after Him as they model themselves after me. It's kind of like how the Apostle Paul said to Corinthians and others, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And he'll also discuss them and address them as my little children, your father in the Lord. But then he uses that term, follow me as I follow Christ. You see, he doesn't just say, follow me in my wisdom and in my abilities and in my intelligence. No, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. He understood that the only way he could be the right kind of example for his children spiritually was he had to be modeling himself, transforming himself into the image of God. Follow me as I follow Christ. And as we examine what that means to transform ourselves, I think also of the text in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And there he talks about the importance of constantly being transformed and not conformed to the world. And I don't believe that's a monthly thing or even a weekly thing. I think that's a daily thing, especially for parents who see those little eyes looking at up at us every day. Am I modeling myself today after the perfect example so that I can be the best example, even in my imperfection, for my children? Because I know they're watching me. I know they're watching me. What a tremendous opportunity. What a tremendous responsibility, and even in some sense a burden. But the rewards. You know, that same son, my son, for a long time when he was in high school, all he wanted to do was play sports. He was good at sports. He got a college offers from several schools and played college ball for a couple years. And all he wanted to do was to think about that. And I'd try to talk to him about following my footsteps and preaching. He had no interest whatsoever. But then one day, out of the blue, I wept. It blew my mind. Out of the blue, he just said, "I've decided I want to be a preacher." I didn't see any hints of it at all. But the honor of your child looking to your example and knowing that that example made a difference in their lives, it is such a powerful joy. So I encourage you, follow the Lord, model yourself after Him, because they are modeling themselves after you. Lead your children. Have a great day in the Lord. We'll see you here next time.